Now, over the next 10 years, it's estimated that the Irish whisky sector will invest over 1 billion euros in this country, an incredible figure when you consider that decades ago, the whisky industry had almost collapsed. This week, one of the original Irish distillers, Tullamore Dew, reopened its doors after 60 years on a new site in Tullamore. And this week, Louise Denver met with Paddy Lowbridge, one of the original workers there back in 1943. She met him at the old Tullamore Dew site.
There's a lot of machinery used now and wasn't even thought of at that time. You know, it was all manual. You can see sizes of barrels there, different sizes. They'd put a row of them out and then they'd put planks up and roll them up the planks by hand power and manpower. That's an old crane. You see it there. He used to lower the boat.
That old crane on the canal?
Yeah, the boats would come in here for whiskey and come in with the malt. This was the bond store. Whiskey was stored here and blended, and they'd label it and all that and have it ready for the market. Compared to what I've seen in this new place, it's antiquated. They burnt a lot of turf on the stills, and to be a big lot of men employed storing the turf for the winter. That had to be drawn up when the boilers or vats wanted them. It was very, very busy place. You had a tool for tapping the barrel and didn't know whether it was up or down. It'd leak and leak at the bottom, and you'd have to find and look for leaks and fix them up, you know.
And that was your job?
Yeah, along with the coopers. Sherry casks were the best casks.
And how does it feel to be back?
Good, good. That new place is very impressive. So it is. There's no comparison with it and my time, like the fella. It is very, very modern altogether.
Ah yeah, that was the lovely Paddy Lowbridge in his 91st year chatting there with Louise Denver, who must be a quarter of his age, at the launch of Tullamore Dew this week. And it's really a sign of things to come as both large and small scale distillers look set to pop up around Ireland over the coming years. Well, here to tell us more is whisky expert. It's a lovely title, isn't it? He's a journalist and a new entrant to the whisky market, Peter Mulryan. Peter, good morning. You're in our Cork studio.
Good morning, Damien.
So your small and craft distilleries seem to be where it's at. And in fact, I think you're going down this road yourself. Is that right?
That is right, yeah. We'll be setting up a distillery in West Waterford, Blackwater Distillery, in October, November.
And how did that come about, Peter?
Bad genes. Actually, my mum and dad met when my dad was working in Cherry's Brewery in Waterford. And my uncle, Peter, is the former head brewer at Anheuser-Busch in St. Louis in the States. So it was kind of inevitable, really.
It's there. It's in the background.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we'd all love to own a brewery or a distillery, but is it as easy as just that? Do you have to have wads of money, or where does it all begin for you?
One of the problems with whisky is cash flow, because if you make whisky today, you can't sell it for at least 3 years. It has to be in store for 3 years before it can be called whisky. But it could be 5 years, it could be seven, it could be 10 years before it's drinkable. And that is one of the key problems with whisky, in that you have to cash flow it for an awful long time before you get a return.
But we're famous around the world for our whisky. Go into any airport in the US or around Europe, and there behind the counter you'll see the Baileys, obviously, but you'll also see the Jameson bottle. And, you know, we're up there. We think we're better than the Scots, although I think they've 106 distilleries, and I was there a couple of weeks ago. They export 40 bottles a second. It's a £4 billion industry. Are they way, way ahead of us when it comes to whisky, or are we fighting back, Peter?
We're certainly fighting back. I mean, yeah, the industry in Scotland is huge. I think it's 4.3 billion, and our industry here is worth about 350 million euro in exports. So our industry is growing. I think exports are up over 200% in the past decade. But if you see the difference between what we're doing in Ireland and what they do in Scotland, you can see how there's such interest in Irish whisky right now, because there's such room for growth. I mean, we can double and double and double the industry again, and still we have to catch up with the Scots.
And you're going in now into the Blackwater, isn't that what you're called?
That's right, Blackwater Distillery.
So what's going to make your whisky taste different? Do you know the taste that you want in that whisky? Is there a secret behind it?
Well, one of the great things about whisky is that the product of any distillery is unique to that area. You literally are distilling your locale, because all you have in whiskey is barley, yeast and water, and that's it. So when you make whiskey, the way you make it and the way the barley is grown and the way that you make the various cuts when you're distilling, that is what has the impact on your flavour. And in our case, provenance is hugely important, not only for us, but indeed for everyone in the industry. And in our case, the barley we're using has been grown in the Blackwater Valley, and the water is from the Blackwater Valley. So it's sort of West Waterford in a glass, really.
Oh, sounds lovely. There's your marketing now.
That's my punchline.
That is your punchline, okay? And we want to share with the profits when this punchline, we will see it all over the US, because they would just love that West Waterford in a glass. How many distilleries have we got in Ireland at the moment, and what is the potential? We talked there about €1 billion going to be invested in the next 10 years. Where's that coming from?
Well, basically, 3 years ago, in the island of Ireland, there were only 4 distilleries. Now, currently there are 8. I would imagine by the end of next year, there'll be 13 or 14. And I think by the end of 2016, you're looking at maybe around 28, which is kind of what we had at the peak of the Victorian period. So all that is coming from various... There's two kind of models. One is that you wait for 23 million to fall through the roof. And that's what's happened in the case of Tullamore Dew, or in the case of the Walsh distillery in Carlow, who broke ground a couple of weeks ago. They have money coming from Campari in Italy. And then there's the second model, which is the from the ground roots up, which is more the American micro distilling model. The one we're following is where you go in small for a much smaller sum, and then you basically build from the ground up. And that's the second wave. That's what's happening now, really, is that all the big multinationals are kind of here already. And the thing about whiskey is you just can't turn on a tap. It takes time for it to mature. So at the moment, I see the great growth coming from micro distillers and from sort of medium-sized distilleries like Dingle in County Kerry.
The ingredients you talked about there, malting, barley, where are we sourcing that now? Because there was a time I don't think we were actually sourcing it, believe it or not, from Ireland. Is that right?
That is right, yeah. No, actually, a lot of work has been done in malting over the past couple of years. And what's happening now is that the industry is responding to the way things are changing. So, for example, malting companies in Ireland now are beginning to diversify and to look at niche kinds of malt for our burgeoning microbreweries. And indeed, what's happening now is they're starting to look at the upcoming micro distilleries, and they're now packaging. So instead of like having 10 tons of barley arriving, they're now packaging it into 25 kilo bags, so you can get a delivery of a ton or whatever. And that will keep a small micro distillery going for a couple of weeks.
Finally, will yours be a single or double malt, or will you explain the difference there to me?
Well, we have in Ireland now, and what's really valuable is GI, which is geographical indication on our whiskey. So all our whiskies have been defined, and they all have to, they all have these various criteria they have to adhere to. And the case in Ireland, a single malt would be a whiskey just made from malted barley, but as a product of a single distillery. A double malt is when you go into a bar and you ask for 2 measures in a glass. But what we have in Ireland, and is unique to Ireland, is single pot still whiskey, and that can only be made here. And that's really exciting, because no one else in the world can make this, and that is a mixture of malted and unmalted barley and maybe some other grains as well. And that's what we do here.
Right, well, I tell you, a sign of the times that maybe the country is bouncing back. I was in a Dublin bar the other night with a colleague of mine, and 2 American investors, they were from Boston, very friendly guys, came in and they ordered 2 whiskies, and they asked the barman, what's your price range? He said, from €5 a shot up to €600. They contemplated the €600 a shot, but I think they settled on a rare Middleton for 20 or 25 or whatever. So maybe that's a sign that when rare whiskey sales like that are going up, maybe we're on the way back. Peter, it's been lovely speaking to you. We might get you in again sometime to expand more on the whole business, I suppose, of whiskey distilling and its future in this country. And really the best of luck to you with Blackwater.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Peter Mulryan there in our Cork studio.